The boy Jesus at the temple. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Catherine, thank you ever so much. That was wonderful. So we're thinking today, only a few days ago Jesus was born and suddenly he's 12 years old. So we're going to start by thinking about when children are lost. And talking of children, if any of them want to go to the back corner over there, there are various sheets, word searches, puzzles, maze. Feel free, even if you're not a child actually, if you want to go over there, you're welcome to do that there. So I thought I'd start by thinking about, have you ever lost a child? I've done it twice in my life. Is anyone here brave enough to put a hand up and tell us where they lost a child? Am I the only person? James, could you run and anyone with a hand up and just say to them, where did you lose your child and how old was the child?
Well, I believe was around 4 or 5, and we were shopping in Jolly's in Bath, and we were in the upstairs carpet department, and my daughter had crawled into the roll of carpet, so making it quite hard to find her.
Thank you very much.
Eventually.
Okay, so that's a four or five-year-old lost in a roll of carpet. Somebody else? I think there was somebody nearby who'd managed to lose a child.
I lost my daughter at Bristol Zoo by the penguins. She was busy looking at them, and I had my friend with me and some other children, and we moved on from there, and Caroline didn't follow.
Yeah. I've done that as well. I've also lost a child at Bristol Zoo. Yep, that's good. And then come forward, James, is Janet here? It's Beryl, yeah.
We were in Devon on holiday, and we were putting up our tent, and our two little boys, I can't remember how old they were, probably about 7 and 9, there was a little hill just not far away, and they said, could they go up there? And I said, yes, go up, but no more, and come down. And of course, they went up, and we put the tent up, and they looked up. No sign of them at all.
Oh, no.
So our hearts sort of stopped. So we went up and thought, well, we'll find them. Got up there, and it wasn't just a little hill. It went on and on and on, and no sign. And I'd knitted orangey-red jumpers so I could spot them, because they had a habit of doing this sort of thing. And there was no sign of them in their jumpers. Anyway, I asked a couple, have you seen two little boys? And they said, yes. They were going down the hill. So we looked down back, and there they were at our tent, jumping up and down.
Oh,
and when we got there, we found they'd only found some sort of horrible sort of creepy crawly thing which they were putting under our pillow.
Thank you very much. Chat to Beryl afterwards if you want the whole story. Thank you very much. Thanks, James. I'll take the microphone back. do stay behind for coffee and tea, and again, feel free to continue sharing stories of how you've lost a child. So one example of mine was Bristol Zoo. The second example was on the cross-channel ferry. In my defence, my parents were meant to be looking after our youngest, and losing a child on a cross-channel ferry is not fun. The great thing is, when they eventually found him and I had to rush, I've never ran so fast in my life. And the reason they said over the tannoy, British toddler found, was because he was wearing a ladybird coat. Anyone remember ladybird clothes? Yes, there we are. Anyway, he is alive and well today and survived getting lost on the ferry. Obviously, I thought he'd fallen overboard. Today's story is about a child appearing lost, a 12-year-old boy. So as I said, 5 days ago, Jesus was born, and suddenly, like, he's 12 years old. And this is the only story in the Bible about Jesus's childhood. We've got the infant stories, then we've got this story of him when he's 12. And in the story, they're going to Jerusalem. They live in Nazareth, and three times a year, good Jews were expected to go to Jerusalem to go to either Passover or Pentecost or the Feast of Tabernacles. This was the Passover feast, so they went in a large group from Nazareth. The women tended to keep an eye on all the younger children, the men with the older children, and they all went together to Jerusalem, went to the Passover, went back home, and could not find Jesus. I can just imagine one parent thought the other parent had got them. They couldn't find him. They rushed back to Jerusalem, and they found him on the outskirts of the temple building, on the sort of terrace there, listening and asking questions and answering questions with the Jewish teachers. And Mary, you know that feeling, some of us know it, when you find a child, you're so almost exasperated, so angry, mixture of relief. You said, why? Why? We have been searching for you, Jesus. And this is his answer. His answer is, I had to be in my Father's house. Didn't you know, Jesus said, I had to be in my Father's house. And they didn't understand what he meant by that. So often in the gospel, people didn't understand what Jesus meant. The disciples often didn't. The crowds often didn't. His parents didn't understand. And then we're told Jesus goes back to Nazareth with them, and he was obedient to them. And then we're told Mary treasured all these things in her heart. I don't know if any parents here, sometimes people keep a notebook and they write down all the funny things their children have said or done, and you like have a record of their different sayings. Mary treasured all these things in her heart. The verse I want to particularly think about is that very last verse, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature with God and men. We're not told anything about Joseph again. It's his last mention, if you like. So people think that Joseph probably died before Jesus reached adulthood there. But that phrase, growing in stature, you may have heard before. It comes in 1 Samuel chapter 2. Samuel is described as growing in, becoming strong and being filled with wisdom, growing in favor. In Luke 2, verse 40, earlier on, we're told Jesus grew and became strong, was filled with wisdom. And now in this verse 52, we're told Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, with favor with God and man. So I just want to think about those four things very briefly this morning. So first of all, he grew in wisdom. Jesus grew, if you like, mentally. He grew intellectually. His mind developed. There were very few decent teachers in Nazareth. And when he was in Jerusalem, Jesus, even as a 12-year-old boy, he took the chance to have the best rabbis of the day, the chief teachers of the day. And their method of teaching was discussion and questions and answer. And so they would be on the edge of the temple there, talking, discussing, having arguments, and what a way to learn. And Jesus made the most of that opportunity to learn. He had a real thirst for knowledge. He didn't know everything straight away. He had a growing knowledge, a growing understanding and wisdom. And we're told he asked questions. And one of the ways we often learn is by asking questions. And I'd like to encourage us all to just think, what are we asking enough questions? Are we in small groups? Do we talk about things, discuss things, learn things? Do we quiz the vicar after the service? Or do we ask us within the small group, what do you think about that? How are we growing in wisdom? How are we growing in intellect? How are we growing mentally? And so again, with the new year starting very soon, how can we grow in wisdom? How can our knowledge and wisdom be stimulated? How can we grow in the wisdom? Secondly, we're told Jesus grew in stature. He grew physically. He developed physically, which is what normally happens to children. But we grow when we thrive. And one of my favourite programmes is Call the Midwife. Anyone else love Call the Midwife? I happened to see an old episode recently when they were talking about these children that had lived in a workhouse. The mother had gone into the workhouse and the children died. And it said they failed to thrive. There was no love there. And these children just didn't grow. They died. And we grow when we thrive, when we're in a loving environment. So again, Jesus grew in stature. How are we helping others to grow physically? Are we providing that loving environment where we can thrive? Over Christmas, I expect a lot of us have seen various relatives and so on. And my nieces visited 2 or 3 days ago, and they're really getting quite tall now. And you find yourself saying to them, oh, haven't you grown? Haven't you grown? And I found one of my nieces is actually my goddaughter, and I found myself far more concerned about the fact she'd grown physically than had she actually grown in her faith. It's interesting. What are the things we comment on when we talk about growth in people there? Jesus grew in wisdom. He grew in stature. He grew in favor with God. He grew spiritually. His relationship, if you like, with God developed. He had a growing awareness of who he was and why he was there. He spent time with God the Father. You remember Jesus' actual words when they found him? He said, I had to be in my Father's house. I had to be there. I must be there. I ought to be there. I feel this deep need to be with God my Father in his house. Do we feel that on a Sunday morning? Nationally, attendance has actually gone down in terms of people no longer go every week. Often people will just go occasionally or once a month. Jesus said, I had to be in my Father's house. I really, really wanted to be there. Have we grown spiritually? Have we found favor with God? Again, thinking about the new year starting, New Year's resolutions. How can I spend more time with God? Should I be taking up a Bible reading app like Bible in a Year? And should we make a resolution? I am really going to read a short passage every single day. Or I'm going to make more effort to pray or to attend my small group or attend church. Relationships flourish when we spend time together. And Jesus grew in favor with God. He spent time with God. He went to where he could meet with God. He grew in favor with God. And finally, he grew in wisdom, he grew in stature, he grew in favor with God. He grew in favor with man. I think that means he grew emotionally, he grew socially, he grew in his interactions with other people. He had a growing awareness of how he related to others and others to him. People look at you and they're either attracted to you or repelled by you, and they look at how you behave. And as people grow in emotional intelligence, they're much more aware of how they are with people. Are they smiling at people? Are we the sort of people that are kind or trustworthy? humility is very, very attractive in others. What are those qualities that help us to grow socially, the way we interact with one another? Kindness, gentleness. How do others see us? How do we relate to others? How can we grow in favour with others? So to finish, Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature. He grew in favour with God and man. He grew mentally, intellectually. He grew physically. He grew spiritually. And he grew in his emotional relationships with others. Let's be quiet now and just think about the year that's passed, but also the year that's starting. Is there an area of growth that God is calling me to grow in? To me, it's actually quite balanced having those four areas. So is there a particular area of growth that God is saying to me, I'd like you to grow in these areas? Let's just be quiet now and think about that and let God speak to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of Jesus and how he grew. And we pray that you will help us to grow in every area of our life. We pray that we will grow closer to you and to one another. We particularly pray that you will help us in our relationship with you, that our faith will grow and develop. So we pray now for your blessing upon each other and upon ourselves. Come by your Holy Spirit and help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're coming now to communion, and just to say, everyone who knows and loves the Lord Jesus is welcome to receive communion. Over on my left, your right, there is gluten-free wafers if you need that, or if you have sort of strict allergies there. We also have non-alcoholic wine there and here as well if you prefer. We've got grapes. Children are welcome to come. When it comes to communion, please, the welcomers will encourage you to come up the middle aisle to the front, and then if you go back round the sides when you have received. The words will be coming up on the screen now. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is right to praise.